So today our keyword is listen. As an adult, I find children's artwork or any kind of creative act amazing. As a Girl Scout leader, I was always totally amazed at how 10 girls were given the exact same materials, and each of their projects were different and beautiful. My lived experience as a child, whenever I was asked to create something in art class, was not as rich for me. You see, when I got to art class, I knew there was only a limited amount of time to complete whatever task was assigned. And so for me, I got anxious, and I didn't listen for God's creativity. What I did is I figured out a strategic way to complete the task in a timely manner. And in that, I lost my creativity. I forgot that I could be a creative being. I just wanted to finish it on time and get a decent okay grade from the art teacher. And this was my experience of art, whether it was art class or even maybe writing a poem or a short story. So I'm sharing this because I'm sure each of you have a story about your creativity and maybe how it's developed or how maybe you have a little anxiety like I did when I was growing up. At a certain point in the creative process, we may rely too much on our preconceived ideas about how it will turn out. We may doubt we can be creative. Our egos get in the way of seeing the possibilities we could not have seen before. We only have partial vision, but God sees all the parts. As an adult, I've grown into this reality. So how are we, all of us, listening for that whisper from God? Paul's listening in our scripture, Paul's listening to the what's next in our scripture, entered into his journey, which led him to an unlikely yet abundant encounter with Lydia and her household. The Holy Spirit kept on guiding this journey to share Jesus' message in Europe for the first time. Ironically, after all the traveling and mishaps in cities and ports, Paul and Lydia meet. Lydia listens to Paul, and I imagine also the Holy Spirit. Lydia's heart was open to God. She was seeking a message in her prayer life. Through Paul and the Holy Spirit, she turns towards Jesus' message and is forever changed. Lydia and her household are the founding members. I'm thinking also along with the women who were gathered outside the gate to pray. They were the founding members of the Christian church in Philippi. How amazing is that? We think that many times in the Bible women are forgotten, and here in this story, this prominent seller of purple goods is a leader in the Christian church. So I ask, in our prayer life and in our everyday life, can we open our hearts to see or listen for the Holy Spirit's message? To listen is an inherent act of connection, bringing us out of our isolation. As a child in art class, I did not take time to listen to the creativity God had given me. Instead, I got inside my head, not willing to be truly creative. Sometimes God is telling us something, but are we taking the time to listen? It has taken me years to come to the conclusion that I am creative. I'm finally listening. I wonder, will our journey be as complicated as Paul's to Macedonia? As we gain wisdom, we learn that the journey is part of the learning. Paul totally changed his plans after he received the vision in a dream. Some of us may have this experience, but not really know what to do with it. I read a statistic that half of churchgoers have visions, and they may or may not act on them. What have you been hearing, but may have dismissed? How might you be a better listener for Jesus' message? Once we truly listen, what will we do with this message? Mother Teresa said, God speaks in the silence of the heart. Listening is the beginning of prayer. So I ask, are we ready to listen? Are we ready to make space for listening? Are we willing to go on a journey like Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, because of the message or vision God has given us today? Amen.